Hello and welcome to the seventh segment of Sahara Universal Network's special program titled Dawn of Awakening. My name is Vahid Tahami. Last week we examined the reaction of Western countries towards the victory of Iran's Islamic Revolution. In today's segment, we are going to look at some of the achievements of the revolution.
Iran's Islamic Revolution succeeded in accomplishing its main purposes. One of the primary ones was to shake off imperialistic foreign influence. For 150 years, powerful foreign empires had held Iran in a strange hold, virtually ruling the country and dictating both its domestic and foreign policy. The fact that this hold was broken after the victory of the Islamic Revolution was no coincidence. It was instead a direct result of the revolution itself. Two other results of the revolution have been a more equal distribution of the country's wealth and the availability of quality medical care for all Iranians. In fact, post-revolutionary Iran's healthcare plan has been so effective that maternal and infant mortality rates have been slashed. Full adequate health care, including hospitalization, is now available to all Iranians thanks to the victory of the Islamic Revolution. However, one of the most remarkable results of the revolution has been a vast increase in literacy.
The ideology of the revolution was neither imported from other countries nor created by anybody, but it was in the minds of the people, Islamic Republic. And the question of Islamic Republic is that we know, as said, that neither East nor the West, because East ideology was communism and the West was liberalism. Both of them were rejected by the people and decided to go to their own roots. The roots of the people were the belief in Islam and the ideology which was politically oriented by what the teaching of Quran and other teaching. On the other hand, we can also claim that the Islamic Revolution was a turning point for historical, for the history of mankind. If you want to count the turning point of history of mankind, one of them was the resurrection of Islam by Prophet Muhammad, and the second one was the Renaissance, and the third one is the Islamic Revolution.
What was one of the primary purposes of Iran's Islamic Revolution?
Whatever brought the revolution to the people were very proud. Not only is not restricted to Iran, but also to the region and also to the whole world. The global changes you are witnessing. Many things, many international systems, many ruling must be changed because they don't have the previous definition, like power, like politics, and even like disputes.
Iran's Islamic Revolution has had an even more extensive effect on higher education. Today, according to university records, there are over six times as many young Iranians seeking higher education as there were in the year 1979. In 2004, the most recent records available, over 2.2 million students had enrolled in Iranian universities. Around 1.1 million of them had signed up for courses in various privately owned or Azad universities, while the remainder had enrolled in state universities. Moreover, in 2004, the number of first-time students to enroll in Azad universities was 290,000. In state universities, that number was 250,000, and that was 3 years ago. Today, the figures are most likely even higher. Iran currently has 54 state-operated universities and 42 state medical schools, as well as 289 major private universities. Now, statistics also indicate that the Islamic Republic's emphasis on education is not only beneficial to Iran, but to the world at large. According to the Chancellor of the University of Tehran, Iran is one of Asia's highest-ranking countries in science and technology. Furthermore, from 1995 to 2004, Iran was distinguished as having the highest growth of research publications in the world.
To shake off imperialistic foreign influence.
Well, what brought the victory of revolution to Iran was not only a change of the system, the monarchical system, but also brought new values and a new era, which we can consider it as a turning point to the history of Iran. But at the same time, it was not limited and restricted to Iranian changes, but also regional changes. It helped a kind of Islamic awakening for 1.5 billion of population of Muslims who were suppressed by the colonial power for several centuries and alienated from their own identity. Therefore, you will see that since the revolution, you are witnessing an Islamic awakening all over the world. It shows that in order to liberate themselves from the Western colonial power, they have to return to their own values.
Since the Islamic Revolution and the establishment of the Islamic Republic of Iran, a university education has been made accessible to any and every Iranian who has the sufficient drive and dedication to pursue it. The government has seen to it that a person's background and financial status can no longer stand in the way of his being able to obtain a university degree. That is because the government pays the bulk of tuition, room and board in all state-run universities, as well as the cost of actually running the institutions. The Iranian government also offers fully paid scholarships for particularly gifted students who wish to gain even greater education by pursuing a PhD. The Islamic Republic's emphasis on literacy and higher education has been particularly noticeable among Iranian women. Prior to the Islamic Revolution, only a small number of Iranian women sought and obtained university degrees. Since that time, however, the numbers of women attending and graduating from Iranian universities and even seeking postgraduate degrees have soared. In fact, they have grown to such an extent that the number of Iranian women holding higher educational degrees now exceeds that of their male counterparts. What was the National Literacy Movement Organization's primary objective?
The accomplishments of the Islamic Republic should be divided into two parts, major, minor. Iran is the only country in the world, among the 217 in existence today, that has true freedom. And this is the most important accomplishment of the Islamic Republic. The U.S. gives orders to China and interferes in the affairs of the European Union. The U.S. even ignores the sovereignty of seven European countries and maintains prisons in those countries. The U.S. interferes in all the affairs of countries such as England, France, and Russia.
To provide literacy courses for the illiterate segment of the Iranian population via an enormous mobilization program.
Another result of the Islamic Revolution in Iran has been industrial diversification. Now, prior to the revolution, the Iranian economy was based on one commodity, oil. Now, since that time, the government has attempted to diversify by investing in and developing other industries, including automobile manufacturing, aerospace industries, consumer electronics, petrochemicals and nuclear technology. Iran has also ventured into mining and tourism, as well as information and communications technology. Now, since the Islamic Revolution, the Iranian government's long-term objectives have been to establish economic independence while providing full employment and a comfortable standard of living for its people. The fact that it has made the inroads it has, despite the 8-year-long Iraq-imposed war and various foreign embargoes, points to the success of the Islamic Revolution, as well as the determination and hard work of the Iranian people.
Therefore, we can conclude that Islamic Revolution was the most historical event which you can find that the impacts and the effects of the revolution will be witnessing for the next even several centuries, which is coming. You cannot consider it like other revolutions, which will be limited to one region, one geographical region, or one period, short period of time.
The U.S. interferes in all the affairs of countries such as England, France, and Russia. The greatest accomplishment of the Islamic Republic is that the U.S. and other countries are barred from interfering in Iran's affairs. The other important accomplishment is the Islamic sovereignty. The third accomplishment is the election. In the past 30 years, 25 elections have been held. During the past years, in every election, it's been the people who have voted. People vote for and elect whoever they like. Mr. Ahmadinejad was the people's choice. The welfare of our people has improved sufficiently so we can give our attention to less important issues, though the ideal is still a long way away. As far as statistics go, initially 64% of our people were illiterate. About 50% of the people in villages didn't have clean water, schools, electricity, phones, or suitable roads.
Thank you for joining us for this seventh segment of the Dawn of Awakening. In our next program, we will examine the connection between Imam Hussein, the Battle of Karbala, and Iran's Islamic Revolution. Until then, goodbye and God bless.
Was a cultural, popular revolution belonging to the participation of all the people.